Welcome to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com, where we provide meaningful and informative content about the events that affect market trends and shape global markets. Hello and welcome to the weekly Forex Outlook at XM.com. The highlights for the upcoming week will be data out of the US, specifically the GDP figures, and the Bank of Japan decision. I'm Maria Pachordis, and joining me is Senior Investment Analyst Harlambos Bisuros. So Harlambos, let's begin over in the US, where CPI data from March showed that inflation re-accelerated. Now on Thursday, we'll get the first estimate of GDP for Q1, and on Friday, the core PCE index for March. What are we expecting from this data, and how might it impact the Fed's rate path and the dollar?
Hello, Maria. Yes, inflation reaccelerated in the US according to the latest CPI data, which combined with comments by several Fed officials that there is no urgency to ease policy soon, prompted investors to further reduce the amount of rate cuts they expect for this year. They are now expecting 43 basis points worth of rate cuts, which is far fewer than the Fed's own projections of 75. Now, with regards to the GDP data, the US economy grew 3.4% in the fourth quarter of 2023, and according to the Atlanta Fed GDP Now model, it continued to perform well in the first quarter, growing 2.9%. As for the core PCE index due out on Friday, the stickiness in the CPIs for March tilts the risks to the upside. Now, at this point, I want to mention that we are also getting the preliminary PMIs for April on Tuesday, and thus investors will get an early glimpse of how the US economy entered the second quarter of 2024. So, another week packed with strong US data may weigh more on Fed rate cut bets. And the question could now change from how many rate cuts will the Fed deliver this year to will the Fed actually cut at all this year? So if this is the case, something like that could and may allow the US dollar to continue trending north.
Moving over to Japan now. The Bank of Japan raised interest rates by 10 basis points when it last met in March. What has happened since then? What do you think we are likely to hear from Japanese policymakers when they meet this Thursday and Friday? And how might the yen react?
Now, it is important to note that despite the Bank of Japan's hike, the latest meeting, proved to be a disappointment for traders. They have been anticipating a more hawkish stance by the bank. So the cautious stance prompted the market to price in the next 10 basis points to be a worth of hike to be delivered in September or October. Now, since that meeting, the market brought forward the timing for a second hike, and it's now assigning an 86% chance for another 10 basis points hike to be delivered in July. However, the yen continued to tumble, triggering intervention warnings by Japanese officials. Governor Ueda himself said recently that they will not respond through monetary policy to the yen's slide, brushing aside speculation for an earlier hike, but he added that if inflation continues to accelerate, another hike is likely later this year. Now, inflation did accelerate since the latest Bank of Japan gathering, so investors may be on the lookout for hints on how likely a summer hike is. This means that another dovish appearance by Japanese policymakers could result in more yen selling, increasing dramatically the probability for intervention if Japanese authorities do not step in earlier, of course.
And finally, is there any other economic data we should be on the lookout for?
Now, apart from the US PMIs, we get preliminary PMIs from the Eurozone and the UK. Both those economies have been showing some signs of improvement lately, at least according to their PMI prints, but inflation in both areas continues to cool. So even if this releases surprise to the upside, Market expectations with regards to the ECB and the Bank of England are unlikely to change dramatically, and thus the euro and the pound are unlikely to stage a strong comeback against the US dollar. We are also getting Australia CPIs, where further slowdown may increase the chance for an RBA rate cut by December. Also, before we go, I would also like to mention that the earnings season is heating up, and next week we get results from several high-growth tech giants. On Tuesday, the spotlight will fall on Alphabet and Tesla, while on Wednesday it will be Meta's turn. On Thursday, the torch will be passed to Microsoft and Amazon.
Arlumbus, thanks so much. This was the weekly Forex Outlook here at XM.com. Thank you for listening to another episode of Global Market Insights brought to you by XM.com. For more in-depth technical and fundamental analysis, be sure to visit www.xm.com/research.